Kurdish forces launch offensive against Iran, amid potential US and Israeli support. Thousands of Kurdish fighters from the Kurdistan Free Life Party, PJAK, operating from Iraq, have begun a ground offensive against Iranian regime forces, with combat positions established inside western Iran since the 2nd of March. According to the Coalition of Political Forces of Iranian Kurdistan, CPFIK, PJAK fighters have moved into the southern mountains of Meriwan and deeper into the Zagros Mountains. Iranian forces reportedly evacuated Meriwan on the 3rd of March and set up defensive positions in the area. PJAK fields two armed wings, the YRK and HPJ, modeled after Syrian Kurdish units, and thousands of its fighters are already active in Iran. The CPFIK official stated that Kurdish factions, including PJAK, the Kurdistan Democratic Party of Iran, KDPI, Komala, and the Freedom Party of Kurdistan, PAK, are prepared to cooperate with the United States and Israel, with PJAK possessing the largest force and other groups contributing several hundred experienced fighters. He emphasized that many Kurdish militants are ready to be armed by the US and Israel, framing the alliance as part of a broader effort to weaken Tehran and empower Iran's ethnic minorities, potentially creating pathways to autonomy or independence. Kurdish leaders see strategic alignment with Israel and the US, envisioning economic and military cooperation, including possible US bases in Iranian Kurdistan. Reports indicate that Washington is exploring options to arm Kurdish fighters to pressure the Iranian regime, with the CIA assessing plans to foment an internal uprising. President Trump has reportedly held discussions with Kurdish leaders, and the administration is open to supporting armed groups challenging Tehran. The CPFIK official described Kurds and Jews as natural allies with shared regional adversaries, and suggested a future Kurdish state could serve as a corridor linking the Persian Gulf to Israel. These claims and reports of US or Israeli support have not been independently verified, and neither Washington nor Jerusalem has publicly confirmed any arms or military assistance to Kurdish groups inside Iran.